Once upon a time in a quaint little village, lived a clever rabbit named Benny. Benny was not your ordinary rabbit. He had a bright red scarf that swished dramatically whenever he hopped. One sunny afternoon, Benny overheard a rumor about a hidden place called the Jasmine Jungle, where flowers glowed in the dark and streams sang sweet melodies. Intrigued and bursting with excitement, Benny decided he must go on an adventure to find this magical jungle. "This will be a story to tell," he exclaimed, adjusting his scarf. Benny packed a small backpack with carrots, a compass, and a very silly hat that made him feel like a grand explorer. With a hop and a skip, he set off down the winding path toward the Jasmine Jungle, singing a cheerful tune. However, as he ventured deeper into the woods, he encountered a chattering squirrel named Sandy.
"Hey, Benny! Where are you off to with that ridiculous hat?"
Sandy laughed, pointing at the hat that had a feather taller than Benny himself. Determined not to be discouraged, Benny replied, "I'm searching for the Jasmine Jungle. Want to join me?" Sandy's eyes twinkled with mischief, and she nodded enthusiastically. The duo hopped along, but soon they found themselves at a tall mountain. Benny looked up and sighed, "This might be harder than I thought." Sandy, ever the cheeky one, suggested, "Let's roll down instead." With a shriek of laughter, they rolled down the sloping hill like two oversized bowling balls, tumbling and turning until they landed in a pile of leaves at the bottom. Dazed but giggling, they looked around and spotted a dangerous-looking sign that read, "Beware of the snoring sloth." Benny gulped. "Oh dear, if we wake that sloth, we might become his midday snack." Sandy grinned. "Let's be sneaky." As they tiptoed silently, Benny tripped over his own scarf and went tumbling, which made a loud thud that stirred the sloth from its sleep. The enormous creature yawned wide, revealing a mouth full of leafy greens. "Who dares disturb my nap time?" it boomed in a deep, sleepy voice. Benny, shaking in his tiny paws, stuttered, "We're just passing through." To their surprise, the sloth chuckled. "You two are the first visitors I've had in years. Instead of a snack, how about I guide you to the Jasmine Jungle instead?" Relieved, Benny and Sandy could hardly believe their luck. With the sloth leading the way, they finally arrived at the brilliant Jasmine Jungle. The flowers were in every color imaginable, and the melodious streams glimmered like silver ribbons in the sunlight. Benny and Sandy couldn't believe their eyes. "Look at that glow!" Benny shouted as a flower bobbed up and down like a friendly puppy. They explored every inch of the jungle, dancing with the glowing flowers and splashing water from the singing streams. It was far more wonderful than they had imagined, and Benny thought this was a tale even the silliest hat could not overshadow. As they headed back home, Benny learned an important lesson. Adventures are always more fun with friends, especially those who can make you laugh and turn challenges into hilarious moments. Sandy, flipping her bushy tail, added, "And don't forget, sometimes you just need to let yourself roll with it." They both erupted into laughter, their hearts light as they made their way back to the village, ready to share tales of their mischievous journey through the enchanting Jasmine Jungle.